Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN. Norton Hurd, the fourth, going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about where he's at, what he's doing, the summer, obviously, coming up with Team Thad. And it was basketball. Did I miss anything?
I don't think so. I mean, he's always got some front of mind too. So
I know he's in the library, so we have to be respectful of his environment out there.
Yeah, he's got his daughter out there with him, so he very well could be in the library.
Oh, this time
picking out books.
That's bold. That's bold.
That's what I'm saying. That dude's a great father, man. Got to be at all these camps for Nike and everything else. He takes his wonderful daughter with him.
Right.
On these trips. I'm sure she's loving the behind the scenes view of everything. You know, he's VIP in all these camps.
I remember, you know, I used to always hear like from Ernie, you know, when they would go to Vegas and stuff. Like they're like the kids that went on the trips would always say they were so bored because there was nothing for them to do. They couldn't get
anywhere. It's not true. Maybe in his case, those were more teenagers.
They couldn't go where they wanted to go.
Yeah, I was trying to tell her at all these places we took Chris, but that again, that's exactly. Different age. Yeah, different generation.
Yeah, I'm in the process of planning
your next trip to Vegas.
No, my brother's bachelor party. Yeah, he's getting married.
I knew that, I think, but I hadn't thought about how soon the wedding might be. Okay,
it's in August. Late August, I think.
Yeah. And you're doing bachelor party.
Yes, I don't know.
You've been charged with being.
I'm the best man, so yeah.
Yes, you
kind of get the. You kind of get
oh,
the.
Oh wow! See, my brother never got married, so I never did that.
Well, you got lucky because like I'm just like, dude, my bachelor party was 7 years ago.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you still haven't forgiven me for the time I took then.
Well,
let alone the paternity.
You were peeing brown, so you went a little crazy.
No, remember, I got sick on my wedding. That was when I got sick, not the bachelor party. But I'm like, dude, I haven't told him this, but it's honestly how I feel. He's five, six years younger than I am.
Significant gap.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so I feel like his friend group, you know, is in a different place. Like, I'm married with two children. Bro, like
over the hill.
The days of me wanting to rage for a weekend,
right? What you did,
you don't even
want to do with him.
I know what he and his friends want to go do.
Brad, you played the right music.
And you know what I want to do? If I'm going to get away from my kids and my whole thing, I want to go sleep for 3 days. If that's you know how it's going to be.
Well, I mean, you can't take them to Go Ape or something, bro.
I have to take
the young men where they want to go.
I know. I think we decided we're going to do a night at Horseshoe.
Okay.
Which is like, you know, it's the easiest.
Well, yeah.
It's the easiest, okay?
A little bit more wholesome than I suppose a strip club is.
Well, you can turn that into whatever you want. I mean, you hang around long enough. I mean, I'm not here to judge. You know, I'm really not. But I'm not. I'm just going to go down there probably and just play poker or something. Y'all do whatever the hell.
Well, you're not much fun at all as this bachelor party planner.
Well, I mean, again, what would you?
He's going to do it once, bro. You got to put on for the man.
Okay, what would you do? Where would you go?
Again, we talk about this off air.
No, I mean, where do I go? I mean, you want to go to a strip? Okay.
No, I'm saying what you would do for him.
Yeah,
you don't have to go. You know what I'm saying? Let them dive into all that sin on their own.
They can,
but
they,
you can take care of it for them.
I can give them some money for a dance or something, you know. That's what you're kind of expected to do.
I think, again, brownie points will be earned if you kind of don't participate. You know what I'm saying?
And I have no interest in that.
And you tell Sam, you know what I'm saying, they're a little younger than me, and that was, you know,
yeah,
did my thing in my day. That's not me anymore, Sam.
For sure.
I'm with you. And so, see, you can play that.
Oh, yeah.
You can spin this the right way.
Oh, yeah.
And really help you out.
Again, if this was 10 years ago, it would be different, you know?
Yeah, you'd be ready to get after it.
But I'm not. I'm definitely like.
Well, I would use that. Use that with Sam.
I'm using it with my brother.
Because I can tell you're going to be a real stick in the mud with those guys. So don't do it.
I'm like not.
They don't want that energy around.
I'm not that guy.
This is once in a lifetime for him.
Like, it's got to be the right situation for me to really want to get after it. And getting after it at this point really just means having too much to drink.
I better turn this off.
Overserved.
That's ain't gonna do it.
It doesn't sound like John's gonna be taking the
No.
Which is a
wrong music.
Probably in the end.
I don't know if it's right or wrong.
It's probably good. It's probably good.
It's just like I don't have any interest in sitting there and having to be like, you know, no, okay, thanks. Like, I don't. And then, like, you know, I've done that, bro. I've done that, all right? I've been on the Tampa trips. Like, I've done it. So I don't, you know, I believe me.
Tampa, y'all did it good.
Yeah, Tampa's
that's the A level.
Yeah, Tampa's definitely, a lot of people think Vegas, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Tampa. What's it, Mons Venus or something?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it's called.
Tampa's A1.
See, I'm just too nice a guy. I'm just not I'm too nice of a person to be in there now. I'm such a respectful human being. You know, I just don't even have the, I don't got that dog in me like I used to have.
No,
Pastor
don't.
John over here.
You got to have that dog in you. You know what I mean?
It's gone. For sure.
No, I'm like that. Let brother go. I'm like that domesticated, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Really just, I don't have, anyway, this is, I didn't intend
to
go here,
pony.
But it's certainly something I'm thinking about, you know, in the next couple of months. So hopefully he'll just be happy with a weekend at the casino. I don't know. Anyway, speaking of gambling and gamblers, Charles Barkley's future is, not my best, but it will work. His future is very, very much up in the air as today we got the numbers on the new NBA, I guess you would just really call it a media deal. It's not even TV. It's Peacock, it's Amazon, it's NBC, and it's spread out, you know, and they're going to have to figure out the machinations of it, how many games are going to be shown on Peacock, how many games are going to be shown on NBC, how many games. But obviously, no TNT. TNT is not going to be a part of the new media deal after next year.
Right.
And so that obviously leaves up to, you know, up in the air, the future of everybody's favorite sports show inside the NBA.
Is it that, or are we just calling it that now because we know it's the end? That's a real
question. No, I think it was definitely the best sports show. Yeah. I mean, what's better?
Best sports show?
Mm-hmm. What's better?
It's you could say best studio show. You can't say best sports show. Friggin' Pardon the Interruptions better than they are.
I mean, I don't think most people would agree with that. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, no, but you don't put that in sports shows. You put it in studio shows.
You sound like an 85-year-old man.
No, I don't. We had this conversation. Dude, it is not one of the best sports shows, period.
I mean, it's the best.
It's one of the best studio shows. It's the best one because we aren't tuning into studio shows anymore. It's really the only one we tune into.
But you would tune into Inside the NBA if they talked about all sports, though.
The reason we don't, because it's only for entertainment now. It's only to watch Kenny go run back to the thing and see if Charles is going
to
race him.
It's not like you're trying to.
We've never gotten great basketball analysis.
Correct.
And that's never what we've gone for.
Correct.
And so that's the point why I wouldn't
say it's some
great sports show.
I do like to hear, like, okay, for like example, when the Lakers get swept or whatever, like, what are those guys going to say about the Lakers? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I do
you know
find myself.
They're going to go on fishing is what they're going to do, and we look forward to it.
What they say about New Orleans, they were in Galveston or something. They said they got to go to Galveston. I do enjoy that. But you're right. It's not something we go to for, you know, where I want my basketball analysis is from the podcast with JJ and LeBron. Again, most people can't understand that level of basketball.
Including yourself.
No, I definitely understand. I can tell you anything you want to know about, you know, things like timeouts and free throws.
They're drinking their wine. You're drinking your Mountain Dew.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, it's really same level, bro.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a man of culture. I mean, I would just, everybody knows me as the Mountain Dew man. When I come into the gas station, that's what they say. Mountain Dew man's here. She calls me Mountain Dew Maine. You know, I got my Inner Circle Rewards number, dog. I get my 3 for $5.31. You like that?
Wow, I wish Coke would go back to that.
Yeah, it's Inner Circle Rewards.
We stopped. I was abusing
the system. What you paying for those these days?
Cokes?
Yeah.
Still a lot. Unless you go to catch a Walgreens.
You buy like a 2 liter?
I don't want to get you too off task here.
I'm just curious, man. Just curious as to what life on the other side is like, man. I really am.
Other side of this plastic here in front of us?
Yeah, just want to get to know, brother. But apparently that's not going to happen today. So the question really is, how much of this group that one of us seems to enjoy and the other does not, how much of this group will stay together?
Man, I hope they can pull Ernie out of, you know, his I'm going to be Turner for life mode. And they can get this thing back together in some capacity. Because it won't be the same without Erndog. And I told Brad that while you were out of here, we discussed this thing too, how much you miss him, sort of, you know, the rankings of the guys we like the best and everything else. And I tell you, I really do think, while Charles is the show, I'm not going to argue that, he's why we watch. Ernie, the way he ties it together, the way he keeps these, a lot of times, fools, because they're acting a fool, but I say that with the utmost respect. I really do. The way he keeps it in line, man, it keeps it flowing. Like, that's a challenge. But they respect him in a way that when he cracks that whip in his way, man, they all fall back in line. It's the back and forth. But it's sort of the way that he is the maestro of the madness, the conductor of this, and puts it together for some pretty great entertainment.
Yeah,
and that's what it is.
Molly Karam does not do that, right?
Molly Karam?
Yeah, sorry. Molly Karam. She doesn't have the same.
Wow. That feels like a shot at Molly.
Maybe it's harder because everybody's not in the same studio. I will give her that. Like, most times, everybody's like got the delay going with.
Right. You're in different locations. Satellite-ish type stuff.
I feel like a lot of times, like, she's tried to get it off, get it back, and, like, Stephen A. just runs right over.
Well, we see why.
Yeah.
It's his show.
Right, exactly.
Like, he let us know that with Monica.
And look, Chuck could say that about Ernie, but he won't.
Well, there are times where they'll run over Ernie, and you can tell Ernie's getting frustrated, but it's part of it now.
It is, it is.
And Ernie's the only thing that seems to keep it in line, because if you didn't have it, it'd just be madness.
I think...
If you didn't have him.
I think Kenny will go. I think Kenny will still be a part of it. I think Chuck will...
Well, those two have been together longer than so Kenny and Charles, you would think, least would stay together.
I think Shaq...
He's going to pursue the best money opportunity, I would think, as opposed to loyalty to the other two. I could be wrong on that, but I think Shaq's about that money still.
Don't you think they would get the money that they're looking for, though?
Probably, and yeah.
It's just a matter of does Shaq want to do it still,
from
really?
Who, though? I say know, ESPN should scrap what it's got and go get him. That's no... slight on what you've got.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Malika does a fine job, but the point I made to Brad, no one's tuning in for that studio show with her and Kendrick, and now they got Bob Myers.
Yeah.
And they'll have Wilbon on.
Right.
I mean, it's not good. It's not tune-in material.
Right.
So why not? This would be an upgrade. We will watch it in terms of entertainment.
Yeah.
But I imagine that costs them a pretty penny as well.
Yeah, it will. And, they got to pay Pat McAfee, as you know.
Oh, my God. They got to keep paying him, and all he keeps doing is getting him in trouble.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's going to be an interesting – somebody does have to, pay.
Won't be saying if you're not keeping Ernie. And I wouldn't understand Ernie watching that. I was telling you that before we came on. Watching them sort of reassemble somewhere else.
Sure.
And what, you're so loyal to Turner, which I get. I mean, you've been with them a lifetime.
Yeah.
But you're so loyal, you're going to stay and do baseball and college football and not have what, you know, that I don't want to say that show defines Ernie, but it's what we've come to know him as the host of that show. You're going to go watch those guys do it somewhere else and not be a part of that. And I would think he could certainly do it. Because it's not a contract thing, right? This is Ernie saying, I'm going to stay loyal. So if you offer him the right amount,
right,
you say we're going to do this again the right way, us, I'm hopeful they can draw him out and you can keep the whole thing together. That's the way I would look at it.
It will be fascinating to watch. I mean, I do think it is part of the NBA firmament. I think it is part of the NBA culture. it's hard to imagine like an NBA playoff game, NBA regular season, big games without that group. Because like you said, I mean, I don't care. I mean, I will watch postgame on TNT to just watch them and just be entertained.
I've done it more this year now knowing that we've only got one more season of it. I stayed in longer these playoffs.
I will not do that with, you know, ESPN. Like no matter who it is, you know, the best they have, it's different. It's a level above and I think you're right. I think it's how long they've all been together is the rarity. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like ESPN shuffling guys in and out. I mean, you have Richard Jefferson, and then you have, you know, Paul Pierce, and then you have all these different
guys. They had Michelle Beadle at one point. Yeah, before Rachel Nichols, I guess, at one point was doing it.
I think you get
rewarded.
It's been a
turnstile.
You get rewarded as a show and as a product for continuity from your viewers. I do think that is a definite part of it.
That's why the ratings have stayed high.
Yeah. People, but it's also, you also don't have continuity unless you're good. I mean, that's the other thing, right? You don't achieve that without the first thing, which is being great. And look, it'll be missed. I mean, I think there will be some iteration of it. It will not be the same, you know, because, you know, Ernie's voice is definitely super pivotal to that show. But, you know, it'll be fine. It'll be good. You know,
maybe Ernie, too, just feels like it's run its course, too. Maybe he'd be done.
Sure.
I'm kind of, you know, assuming for him that he would want to go on after next year.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, listen, if you start with Chuck, you're fine. You know, I mean, maybe Chuck can come try out with Jeffrey.
How little do we pay attention to Chuck's predictions, though?
Oh, that's just part of the bit.
Like,
yeah.
We don't even care.
It's the bit.
You're right. I mean, that's just part of the entertainment.
I mean, you're holding that man
like,
up.
The picks
like,
don't even matter.
You an ombudsman, so ain't it? I mean, you hold him up.
I mean, we hold Brad accountable around here. You
that's
know,
right.
We keep records and
that's
stuff.
That's true.
Chuck's stuff, they don't even keep records.
We got to try out Chuck for Jeffrey and company. I think he, you know, that he's obviously a free agent, and we have an opening now that Giannotto has left. I think that's definitely a... Do you think Jeffrey and Chuck would work?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. They talk gambling.
They would talk gambling. You could be your...
And you can do a gambling show in 2024 and do a get major numbers.
That's exactly right.
So that's the direction I would flow there.
Yeah, I think that would be... obviously,
with those two.
I know they have a plan sort of for the first the next few weeks, but I would try to work Chuck in there at some point.
Now, of those four guys, we've only had one on, right?
Kenny.
Yep. What does that say about us? We've only had one of the four on.
Well, Shaq ain't doing radio.
We've had Ernie on.
You've had Ernie, huh?
Yeah, on one of the
Seems
shows.
Like a good man.
Ernie's been on. Yeah,
Kenny was being honored by the Grizz.
Yeah, that's how we got him.
Pretty sure.
Or there was also once I think a sponsor deal.
Maybe. Yeah, I thought there was a sponsor.
We had a spot like a FanDuel or something like that.
Okay,
I think it was a FanDuel sponsor.
I thought he was honored by the Grizz.
Yeah. Barkley. Has Barkley been on the station ever?
I think he might have been.
I think he might have gone on with GP. Yeah,
because
of their connection.
Gary was doing those NCAA shows back in the day. Yeah, he's been on Gary's show.
Yep.
So we've had three.
Yep.
And then Shaq?
I don't think Shaq.
No way.
Yeah, no
there
way.
There have been some surprising damn names on this station, if I might say so.
I would
so
love
ourselves.
To get Shaq on here to talk about Penny Hardaway, though.
Yeah.
Because every time he talks about Penny and his regrets of breaking that up, I'm just fascinated by it. And did it again recently.
I'd love to get Elon Musk on the show, but, you know. I need to start working on it.
I'll work on it.
He's got a lot to talk
about. Don't think I won't work on it.
All right, hey, do you pay for Twitter? That gives us a good shot.
Who pays for Twitter that y'all know?
A lot of people.
Oh, I know my man Sane does. There's no shame in that.
Yeah, I mean, you can get paid back. By
you could
Twitter.
Write exactly that. You get money.
You have. To,
oh, you do.
You have to. Well,
man,
you
so
can.
Elon's got a business plan.
You
then.
Can.
You
can.
So Elon's working it.
You have
That's
to,
a smart. So maybe no, it is working for Elon.
No, he's bleeding money.
Okay.
No question about it. But it was a bad investment.
Which
by
is
him.
Why he's in Memphis.
Yeah.
He
needs some break somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, like if you get the premium, and then you know if you get an X number amount of engagements, then it makes you eligible for your
should I buy it?
I don't know what they know because you have to get a
you gotta clobber the you have
to really really use Twitter and work Twitter, you know. And
I wonder if I buy it for a month and get off a shadow ban.
You could
see how it works,
and then I can just disconnect like a
I think yeah
like a trial run.
Yeah, you can disconnect, but it'll never leave. I mean, it's one of the Hotel California thing. It's always going to be in your phone. It'll have your data,
like you would TikTok.
Yeah, exactly. It is what it is. I mean. It's just, I'm a Chinese informant now.
I knew it.
But yeah, to me, obviously the final start tomorrow, which long overdue, but the deal hanging over, you know, all of the NBA right now is certainly what's going to become of, you know, inside the NBA, you know, and how many guys stick together. It says a lot. I mean, it's hard to keep people together.
Tell me about it.
How many years have they been doing it?
Early 2000s, and Shaq's been like the last 11 or 12
right.
of those.
I mean, especially the money that those guys already
dude,
have.
At one time, they had Vessi and George Karl with Kenny Smith.
Like, that's
that
crazy.
Was before
that's crazy.
Vessi. They had their insider.
That. That's crazy.
They had their coach and George Karl, and I think Kenny at that time was the player. Then they had Charles.
That's crazy.
Takes off.
That's not. That's
then you
else.
Lose the need for the insider because you remember that used to have to be part of a studio group.
Yeah.
You keep your still do it over at ABC with Woj. ESPN still sort of does that. So it looked a lot different at the beginning. But Ernie was always there. I want to tell you, Kenny was always there. Then Charles comes on, then Shaq like a decade ago. Maybe
that's
11,
awesome.
12 years.
That is
it
awesome.
It does. Nothing lasts, especially on television.
Yeah.
Nothing lasts like that long anymore.
A, you have to have the rights to the damn thing first and foremost. Right.
You got to keep paying the media rights. Right, exactly.
Then you get into, can we keep all these millionaires who were already super rich before they even showed up?
Exactly.
Can we keep them together? You know, and then will it work forever? And so I think what they built there is remarkable.
It's impressive. It really is.
It's one of the,
surprised they were so, willing is not the right word, but that they had, that he insisted, we'll move with TNT, doesn't need the NBA or whatever else. Mm-hmm. Their bosses were surprised.
Yeah.
Because, again, there's great value in them having the NBA. It's because that's what we've grown up
with. Well, ego starts to get involved, right? When there's he's like, oh, we'll prove ourselves. We don't need the NBA. We'll go get college football. And
good luck.
He might. I don't know. I really am not privy to those numbers. But I do think inside the NBA is one of the modern feats of television. I mean, it's one of the great all-time television shows.
Yeah. You went a little far with Best Sports Show, though. Well, so we had to bring you back down.
But what the you
best
said
damn, the best damn sports show.
That's what I was going to say. That's what you thought. You thought best. You
Man,
bring
I
back
told
best
you,
damn sports.
Pardon
show.
The interruption. Still doing numbers, fool.
Pardon the interruption. I mean, it's a
pay
good show.
Pay your respects
it's
to them
show.
OGs.
It's a really, really good show. But
it
it's
is
like,
respect.
It's not what I would say is like the best sports show.
Dude, they just had the best breakdown of the Caitlin situation of anybody that's talked about.
Right. I mean, that's like okay.
You see that it's going viral right
now.
Yes. Two very smart
they
older
are.
Men.
They are
telling us the way it should be
that's
and the
right.
way it is.
I love it. They
and that's
tell me
the way it always
like,
should
what
have
what was life like in the 1940s, Tony? I mean, that's great.
I mean, again, there's excitement. Wilbon had a black eye a few weeks back. It's like, what the hell's
going
on?
You up on PTI. I used to watch PTI all the time after school. Believe me, I know. But that was back when they were, like, not 80.
I thought he'd been in a fight. Somebody hit him with a door or something. Turns out he just fell over his luggage in the airport.
See? They're getting old.
Especially Tony.
Yeah, it's just.
And I love Tony Death, but
they're not in studio together ever anymore either.
Well, they're so busy with the other things.
Yeah, that hurts. That definitely hurts. They were across from each other on the table.
Again, you say hurts. That show's still doing numbers for ESPN in terms of what they got left.
You must have information that I don't.
Bro, it's way better than your damn Inside the NBA talking about best damn sports show ever.
No, it's not, bro.
That was the craziest take I've ever heard. I just had to bring you back down to earth a little bit.
I disagree that it's better than Inside the NBA, but that's okay. That's all right. What would I rather watch? I'd rather watch Inside the NBA.
Are there any other sports shows that you even put in the same stratosphere as Inside the NBA?
Cold Pizza. Give me that.
Hard Knocks. You ever heard of that? Is it not no good for you no more? Rather go watch
different.
Charles and
that's different.
And Kenny run to the wall.
Like live debate ish, live format sports show. Would I say is anything better than Inside the NBA? I mean, nothing the NFL does. No.
Real sports used to be good on HBO.
Yeah. But
it used to be good.
That's not the same thing, though.
It's a sports show that's better than Inside the NBA.
It's not better. It is not better.
It's like this. Gosh, it's sort of like this.
Dude, you have the taste of a geriatric.
You cannot hold up this show this high when everybody says we don't tune in for anything except the buffoonery.
Yeah.
So you can't hold it up as high as you were trying to hold it up.
It can get serious. Like
you are so stubborn, dude.
There's stuff on after Kobe passed. That was fantastic. They showed you levity there. You know, they have a range. They can do it all. And then, like, I care about Chuck's and Shaq's opinions on NBA more than I care about whatever rum-dum ESPN throws out there. Oh, here we go. Here's Kendrick Perkins. Yeah, fantastic.
I kind of like the buffoonery.
Oh, the buffoonery is what makes
I'm a
the
TV.
Best.
I like the buffoonery, all of it. I'm here for the buffoonery.
Nobody wants to see what 10-day former, ESPN that they trot out there. You know what I'm saying? The best we're doing here is Kendrick Perkins.
You can spend last month in China, and everything you tell them over there about what we're doing, they're going to accept it as fact. Understand?
Yeah.
But you can't come back here and think you're going to run that past me. That's like that T.J. McConnell type. That I'm going to hold you accountable now that you're back here
wrong.
At work.
That was
China going to believe everything.
He was a first-round draft pick. But I will say,
not going to allow this.
ESPN hired Kendrick Perkins because they thought they were getting Charles
I was there
Barkley.
For a little bit. I was there for a little bit.
But what are they really getting? They're getting like the Delaware 66er version.
He's the knockoff. Although, Kendrick's proven himself.
Yeah.
It's just the truth.
I mean, they did a great job with J.J. They did a great job with him.
Their chemistry with Doar sucks.
Yeah.
I tell you, they should have kept them separate.
But other than that, Rogue, Inside the NBA is definitely the show for me. I mean,
good grief.
It's entertaining.
It's John Sex in the City.
But see,
it's amazing. He tuned in every night, apparently.
Bro, you want to watch Ken Burns' Vietnam documentaries. That's your sports shows. That's what you want to watch. You want to watch Ken Burns. This is great.
You have to reel this back in a little bit.
No,
you cannot stand firm on this.
Your host can break down the Michigan State scandals and the Baylor scandals and the fixing of the baseball games in 1914, then you don't want to watch.
Man, you will go so far to stand firm on your point.
That's right.
But anybody on Twitter or social media knows you were wrong.
Well, at least one person on this panel will miss Inside the NBA. That is for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll come back. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us. We'll talk to him, get his thoughts on Memphis basketball, being out there in Vegas. Lots more to come. Jason and John, Artie Turner FM, ESPN.
Norton Hurd IV is the team staff program director and coach. He's everywhere. Black Coach Association, all sorts of selection, what he did on the EYBL last season. Just finished up the EYBL regular season this season, 11-4. They are head of the Peach Jam next month. He's one of Silver Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball. Y'all know him, you love him, you're following him, hopefully at X, at Dream Big Hurd, and on IG at I Am Coach Hurd. Coach, how you doing, man? I told John you're out in Vegas. He's a little disappointed you're not in studio for his big return. You got business.
Yeah, I'm out in Vegas at the Pangos All-American Camp. First weekend in June, and we have 3-4 kids out here, so I'm out here supporting and networking and making sure everything go right like always. So, my bad, John. I kind of been disappointed the last 3 weeks coming in, not seeing you either. So I get it.
Yeah. Well, I mean that was announced. That was previously announced.
I'm gonna stop you guys and say something here. John isn't aware of this, Hurd, but every week, Hurd would tell me, Jason, you're doing a good job. But he would then ask me, when does John get back? And so it's very clear, right, Hurd, even though that you and I go back much further than you and John, you have a favorite when it comes to the Jason and John show.
I was concerned about John. I wouldn't say a favorite.
Right.
I just wanted to make sure everything was good. That's all.
Bro,
you don't have to downplay it now, John. That I'm here.
Come on, Hurd.
I mean, you sound uncomfortable now. There's a mutual respect that Hurd and I have. We've known each other for a long time. You know, maybe I don't think it's adversarial. I think it's just, you know, we don't call each other out. We call each other up. You know what I mean? Every Wednesday when you step into the arena, you know anything can happen.
So you got Hurd's back like I do.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Hurd is master of being able to adjust anything that's
adapt.
And I'm throwing defenses at him like Jason Kidd in the conference finals. I mean, I'm throwing everything at him. He don't know where I'm about to go. Yep. And I will say, I mean, so that is it's nothing but respect from me. As it relates to Hurd, so that's a gift. I'm assuming that's what goes into making you such a great coach, Hurd.
Yeah, I think so too. I thank you for that, John. I thank you for that, man. We're happy you're back, man. We're happy to be back at full strength. You know, it's good to win games when people are in foul trouble, but you always like your starters back. You know what I mean? And your people. So we're happy to be back at full strength.
Yeah. So what's going on? So you got this. So you're at the Pangos, and so who's out there specifically for you?
So we have a kid. I know you've probably been seeing. We're having more time recently online. Yeah. Cortland Mosley, he's been really blowing up since he came with us. We had Big Jamar, the big kid that's been with us since Mississippi, and we had Isaiah Silly. Jasper got invited, and we had a young kid, Taurus. But, you know, Jasper is representing the country, himself, us. He's in Argentina. Him and Darian Reed made the 18 USA team. So Jasper couldn't. He would not be able to come to this camp or NBA Top 100 camp next week because he's with the USA team doing his obligations for the country by representing his self and team bad basketball all over the world.
Hurd, I know we've talked about that decision that David Jones had that he made last week, but since we've talked to you, Penny Hardaway's been asked about it and really didn't want to respond. What we sensed was some frustration. Quite frankly, that went down to the wire. You know the deal. We had asked you about it. Penny had been saying 70-30, expected David to come back. Mm-hmm. And then he doesn't. They're obviously after Arthur Kaluma, so Penny's going to go a different route. But he seemed dejected, more than frustrated by it. I'm just curious: were you as in terms of the decision itself? Were you as miffed by it as we all were, as Penny seemed to be?
Yeah, I was very shocked because I feel like these days you have a safety net with NIL. And with other resources these days, you don't have to, if it's anywhere near shaky, you don't have to take the risk, I feel, or not just I feel, medically making a sound decision. You don't have to take the risk these days like you once had to, you know what I'm saying? And so with that being said, I think Penny, and I haven't even seen the interviews and the people asking him, but he's probably very disappointed, almost like even a father or someone who knows that this is the most sound decision, but at a certain age, your kids don't listen to you or something. I think it's just very disappointing because, one, the good thing about the draft is back in the day, y'all remember, kids had to make decisions quick. And so now they get to get all this information, which is good for the NBA. But I think with the deadline being so far now, you can come back. You used to couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. I think it hurts the colleges because I know also in Pennyhead, he's probably saying because he thought it was 70-30, it's a couple of replacements
right.
that I know for sure he could have probably had in the bag by
right.
now. You
right.
know?
Right.
Yeah. And so from that standpoint, you know, it's still. I'm hearing that it's still some in there that is good enough to replace him. But I just feel like he just feel, and he's not hating. See, these days, I would say this, and me and Penny hadn't talked about it. You know, Penny come out and say it was a bad decision. That's probably why he's trying to just get away from it because he's so mad and he's trying to not give any comments. Mm-hmm. If you say that it was a bad decision, it was not a good sound decision, he probably won't get drafted, he probably won't be in the roster, that would make you look bad
right.
or sound bad. But in reality, no, that's actually the truth, especially when you had a chance of probably being the lead NIL guy on this team. So you will probably be quadruple. I don't even know what's past quadruple, but you will be doing plus that with the money if you would have stayed from a G League deal. You know what I'm saying? And even living better and stuff. So, but I know it's not the best look for Penn to come out and say it, but he's probably very disappointed because in his eyes and most people's eyes, it made no sense.
Right.
But on the flip side, you never, I guess, can fully go against somebody who's betting on themselves and trying to accomplish their dream. But the most sound decision, you know, I feel, in being in the basketball world and so deeply rooted, that was not the most sound decision, currently.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. And again, unless there's some information that we don't know, it just ain't. I mean, everybody on social is like, nah, man, he just doesn't want to go to college no more. Okay. All right. I mean, we could have, like, worked around
yeah,
that,
we
bro.
We got folks for that.
You know what I'm saying? But, hey, more power to him. Like, obviously, he's hearing something from somewhere. So, you know, just on a human level, hopefully that's right. In terms of maybe, like, the solution to this hurt, is there a better way for, you know, for this recruiting schedule, the calendar, like, to avoid situation? Because it's true. Like, you know, Penny's got, like, five guys that are probably, if that, on that level of being able to replace David Jones. And if you weren't getting the, you know, the accurate information from his camp, you know, you built your team around him and now it is what it is. Is there a way that you could maybe, like, help the coaches in this situation?
John, I think it's going to be hard and it's going to take some years because if you remember, John, originally they did this to make it fair because originally the way it had been done for the last 50 years or so, it was hurting the player. Mm. Like, here first it was if you enter the draft, you couldn't come back. Then it was that thing if you enter with an agent, right? So whether you did bad or good, you was already locked in. Now they got smart, I guess, the last 5 to 10 years. Say, hold on, we're doing this the wrong way. Let the guys go test themselves. You get what I'm saying? And then
yeah.
if it don't work, which I thought was good. Now we have another problem here because at that time, you couldn't just automatically transfer. And at that time, it wasn't NIL. So I don't know the full solution at this point, but maybe they might have to take that. If you plan on returning to college, maybe take that back maybe a couple weeks. And it's not nothing that the NBA got to do, just college. Like, if you plan on returning, maybe bring that 2 weeks earlier, I think. But outside of that, I don't really see. Because, no disrespect, certain guys knew 2 weeks ago what they were going to do, too. They was just constantly leveraging, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. But and some guys knew 2 weeks ago that they hadn't been doing good in the process. So you still get enough time. What was the date? What was the date you had to come out? May the
29th or something like that?
29th.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when is the combine? Like earlier in May,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's like, you know, the first second week of May, yeah.
So, yeah, I would say probably like, you know, like a couple of days after the combine maybe would help this all.
I'm just curious, Harry. You got me thinking in terms of, you know, the way recruiting has changed, and we know particularly how it affects in terms of high school recruiting, you know, with the transfer portal, teams going older, and a lot of those. I just wanted to use an example, like a concrete example. If the cases of like a Chris Chioza, where mm-hmm. Florida takes a chance, right? Even at one time, Memphis is saying, "No, he's not good enough." Realize now that mm-hmm. was a huge mistake. But a case where you go after a guy like that and you keep him in your program for 4 years, and he finishes as your, you know, as your all-time leader in assists. I just wonder in this day and age, where again you're going older. Maybe you're not taking as many gambles on, okay, we'll develop that three-star guy or that guy that's a fringe four-star, whatever else, and keep him in our program. I just feel like, I mean, have times changed so much that we won't see those types, those Chris Chioza's types anymore? We're big schools, right? Big name, in this case, Power 5 programs, are taking chances on those guys that end up paying off just because they're so now, right, focused on getting older, on the transfer guys, on the finished products?
Unfortunately, Jason, I think we're definitely going there. We're probably already 70-80% there. In 2 years, I think we'll be 100% there. Those days are over because it's like it's even harder on four stars and even borderline five stars right now. So, yeah, I would say, yeah, those days are over, the Chris Chios. And we had a lot of great stories like that, LeJure, because, I mean, I had a lot of those. And so that chapter is closing. So you have to evolve in different ways. But I would even add to that, Jason and John, I feel like right now, and I even got some of my parents listening who might throw a phone when I say this, I feel like if you're not top 15 in the country, you should go mid-major your first year.
Wow. That's
go mid-major, play average 8 to 12 points, then every high major is going to be on you. Now you have it's like a business. Like, okay, I go to Bank of America when I own the wing. Well, we can't do nothing for you right now, Mr. Harris, because you have you haven't showed us nothing you can make. Okay, now I come back 2 years later, a year later, okay, we made 100,000. Okay, now we can give you this type of loan. I feel like no matter how great a kid is, unless you're let me say this. Yeah, if you're top 15, I think you should, if you're not top 15 or maybe even top 30, you should stay away from, especially top 50, the Power Fives right now. Because what happens is, and it just happened to a couple of my kids, even when you sign early as a top 50 kid, then after the year, if the bigger schools got a chance of getting a top transfer they played against or averaging 10, 20, now you have went from, oh, we want you to come, you're a borderline starter, this and that, to like the 19, 11, 12, man, just quick, through between April and June. Now you don't even have a lot of time to open up and then this and that. So, yeah, my opinion would be, and I know it ain't the sexiest thing, but I think it would be the most productive thing for your development and even your NIL in the long run, is to go and go, because the mid-majors, to get a top 50 or a top 100, they'll do anything. They'll start you from day one. You'll get so much opportunity. You'll get more development. And I think long term, it's the better route.
Yeah, I mean, I think you bring up good points. I think it's visionary, most parents will reject that, but it makes sense because like a guy, let's just take a guy that's coming to Memphis next year, P.J. Haggerty. P.J. Haggerty was he put up 20 something points as a freshman, but he had to do it at Tulsa. If he'd have been in Oklahoma, if he'd have been at, you know what I'm saying, a Power Five, mm-hmm. he ain't playing like that. He ain't getting, his usage ain't going to be that.
Right.
You know, and it ended up benefiting him because he's going to have a chance as a sophomore at Memphis. A, he got NIL, but B, he's now going to have a chance to do it at a higher level with that year of big-time usage experience in his back pocket. Now, he's got to prove it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's the other piece. But if he had been in a Power Five, there's, like you said, there's nothing that would even have suggested he would be the guy this year there, wherever that is, because of the portal and the way it works. So, I mean, I think a guy like P.J. Haggerty is sort of that's a best-case scenario, right? Like, you go put up numbers at a small school. Maybe you don't win a lot of games, but if you handle your business, you can get a big deal as a sophomore at a bigger school.
It's crazy how fast it's changed.
For sure. And then his thing, I'm going to be real with you, I don't think you're taking a gamble on him, John, because, first of all, averaging 20 at any D1, you have some type. And it had been a few instances where maybe you can't go from SWAC to Power 5, but AAC, averaging 20, oh, no, that translate. Mm-hmm. That translate. And just in the 1 year of doing it, think about this, guys. Let's say he would have went high major and made, I don't like to get into numbers because we got listeners on here.
Absolutely.
But let's say he made 200K. This is a big example, guys. Big example. He made 200K going to a Power 5 originally. Let's say he only got 50,000 going to Tulsa, just using 75. Well, now by year two, whatever he missed out on because of what he did, he could be getting 4, 5, 6 right now. So you still are doing it the better way because at the end of the day, you got to have opportunities and stats to continue to grow and get better. There's no other way behind it.
So you're saying, little Chris, we got to go to the ASUN or something? That's what you said. If we are, you know, if we got one star, if we got for three stars, we need to go to A-Sun, dominate, and go for, and then get pulled up from there.
You know what? As funny as it sounds, Jason, I'm going to tell you why I feel like that's the better
it's
route.
The better
I don't
route.
Want a name.
No, I'm agreeing with you. I think I'm starting to subscribe to this.
And I don't want a name call right now, but I knew it was getting big about a year and a half ago. I went to two Big 12 head coaches, and I'm sitting in their office, right? So while I'm in their office, you know, in the assistants, they have a little room where everybody can come to. This blew my mind. They had every player in the top 10 points, rebound, assists from not just mid-major. This is what blew my mind. Mid-major, low major, D2,
wow.
NIA. They was keeping up with all the data of every level of lead and the top people at the statistics of everyone. And I say, oh, no, this thing about to change.
I see. There's some insight for you.
Yeah. Hey, Herb, man, great stuff. We love having you. Appreciate the time, as always.
Man, enjoy Vegas.
Vegas,
my man. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. Thank you. I headed to the library now. Thank you, guys.
Yes, sir. Get in there. Get in them books. Those are the books. Not the sports books, but those books is the ones you need to be in. Thanks, Herb. Appreciate it.
All right.
He's Norton Herb the Fourth, Team Thad, program director and coach, which is every single Wednesday.
It's sad, but he's right.
Yeah, I mean, now what I would sort of...
I mean, this is part of the reason why you ain't got Memphis in Memphis anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It touches on this.
Now, you know, again, I would argue...
Because we haven't had 4 and 5 stars lately.
Right.
I guess you did take swings at Curtis and Billy and didn't get them.
Yeah, I mean, Morrell and Cam Jones would be the arguments. I mean, those guys went to this one school, same school as freshmen, and are still there.
Right.
You know, and man, would Cam Jones and Matthew Morrell not be awesome to have right now? Maybe you don't have both, but you have one. So I can't say entirely. And I do think it will change a little bit if I was going to, like, counter the COVID years, or I think Belize is the last year. So you're not going to have 25-year-old super seniors
brought
anymore.
That up as a factor. That
so, yeah, it's going to change
a
little
bit. But it ain't like it's going to balance it out or even...
No, it won't.
I mean, take us back to the past.
No, because in the end, what would you rather have? Would you rather have a 38th-ranked freshman who's never played a minute of Division I basketball that might be good in 2 years, or would you rather have a proven guy that's done it averaging 14? I mean, there's just no doubt who's physically ready, you know, who you don't have to worry about adjusting. You know, I mean, that's just business. Now, you know, again, some schools will be successful, right? Some schools will be able to recruit high school, you know, seniors, and they can, you know, whatever that school is, like, hey, we do it all the time. We're successful. We win games. You know, maybe they stay. I don't know. But the best is always a balance. And I wouldn't mind seeing Memphis, because, again, you know, you wish it would have worked with a guy like Carl Sharenfant, you know, where, you know, you could develop and he could stay here or
right.
at least have a chance, right? So you don't ignore high school basketball completely.
Jonathan Lawson was the one.
Yeah. You don't ignore it completely. You just understand that it's not – it used to be – the way it was you would – all summer long you're following these kids around and all their events. You're getting it all done. You're wrapped up by November, and that's your class. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you need a couple of positions – get it done in April like Lester and Precious once upon a time, but you're mostly done by November. Now you don't even do a signing day, basically.
But you remember you're right. I mean, and it's got me, you know, we were just talking about our old Peach Jam days and a guy like Alex Lomax who blew up there.
Yeah.
And schools, he started getting his offers there. And schools there, big schools, started saying, okay, we're going to take a chance.
Yeah.
That guy's not emerging at Peach Jam anymore in a way where these big schools are going to take a chance.
Yeah.
Back to all of our points.
Yeah.
They're going to go
you
over.
Weren't even seeing
so you
it,
don't
really.
Have those stories of guys that go over there, prove themselves in front of coaches, and, you know, all of a sudden have raised their stock and they're finding themselves in great situations. That
yeah.
Those stories are dead now.
Because
it's like if you ain't top 15, top 25,
no, you're exactly
the big
right.
ones ain't checking for you because they're going to either get those guys or get the portal guys.
And they could say, listen, if he's as good as we think he might be, we'll get him on the back end.
Exactly.
He can go somewhere else and we'll get him in a year. And we'll have the NIL. And like Chioza would have never happened.
That's what brought him up, and that's her guy. That would never have happened.
Yeah. I mean, Florida would have said, you know, yeah, we like him a lot, but, I mean, he's small. And
we got to win next year.
Yeah, 100%. All these coaches are like a year away from being fired. You know what I mean? It goes into it.
Again, because there's less time ADs will give you to build. You can now
exactly.
expect you to flip.
Well, and the other part of it is maybe Florida would be willing to do it, but maybe Chioza would want to play. Like, maybe he would want to go somewhere where he would not be a bench rider. I mean, I don't know if that was the case. I don't remember. But I'm just saying, like, there's two parts to it. It's not just, you know, development. It's also, like, is the player comfortable with that timeline?
Right.
You know, and the answer is, It's a really interesting discussion because if my son someday had a chance to go sit on a bench for a year at Villanova, you know, and develop, but you know, Dayton was offering a full scholarship playing time immediately.
You got to go to Dayton. That's not even.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Right? You know, I mean, I would think.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Because Villanova's not off your NIL to go sit for
right.
a year.
Because
you know, some big NIL.
If we're awesome, we'll just go to Villanova.
Eventually.
You know, the next year. Yeah, like whatever. I'm just using those as examples. But, that's what it takes all that out. You don't have to be patient anymore, you know, which I know some people don't like. But it's the culture that we're in now, man. If you're good enough, they will find you wherever and whenever that may be.
Yeah, I heard just told you, Big 12's got it all broken down. Those coaches had it all the way down to the last league. Got the top 10 guys from every league.
There you go.
They are poaching.
There you go. All right, we'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. We don't have an NBA basketball game tonight, but we do have footage of Nikola Jokic, who is, looks like, rapid rafting. I don't know what the exact white water rafting. Just enjoying his offseason. Clearly very affected by the fact that he's not back in the finals.
I like that because he looks like he's having fun. He never looks like he's having fun playing
That's
NBA
right.
basketball.
No, it's true. It's really a
it's
9
like a
to
chore
5.
For him.
Yeah.
You know?
It's the old...
Got to get back to the workhouse.
No, I definitely don't think like he... Not that, I'm not saying he's trying to lose, but I don't...
He doesn't mess around. He, you know,
no, that is how he is.
He doesn't revel in the things that come with stardom like some others
exactly.
do, obviously.
And he doesn't lose sleep if he doesn't win a championship. I mean, it's just the truth. Because he won one.
Well, now that you got one, yeah, really shouldn't.
But B, it's like he was playing basketball, you know, for so long.
Is Luka better than him, his best player in the world? The guy's won 3 of the last 4 MVPs.
Yeah, I don't think you could say that, but it's like, God, it feels like he's bearing down on him.
Feels like a lot of people have said it past week.
And I don't want to get caught up in the recency, but Luka really has been doing this. I mean, since he came into the league, pretty much, he's been doing some version of this.
Offensively.
Has it,
so
right.
I tell you, he's taking it up a level defensively for a guy who's a minus.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe he still is, but
he is. But, man, Luka is what a privilege. I mean, I feel like that with Ja. It's just, unfortunately, he hasn't been on the court. You know, as much as Luka has. Luka, to his credit, has been pretty damn durable. You know, his frame probably helps him in that way.
And then they're crediting God, Sham God. Who's my front office head man? Is it Nico?
Mm-hmm.
All those guys for making this nest for Kyrie.
Yeah.
This comfortable nest.
Sure.
That's allowed him to get comfortable enough to decide, okay, I'm going to grow now.
Yeah.
I'm going to evolve. And you have to give them credit for that as well, because Luka wouldn't be here if you don't have this running. But if you don't have
no doubt.
Kyrie and the you know all the special things he brings to the table,
I mean, there's no doubt
the other threat. To be honest with you,
yeah,
that's the best way to put it.
Yeah, they tried
because you can't hold
Porzingis,
both of them,
but it didn't work. It
sure didn't.
And you know they invested. They took a big swing.
It wasn't working for a minute with Kyrie.
No, it was not. It was not. And I guess you know they made the
some of the trade deadline.
Yeah. Yep. But sometimes it's like that. You know, it's trial and error, and it's trying to figure out what personnel works for what you want to do, and they clearly have found it, and they've identified it with Gafford and P.J. Washington and, you know, everybody else. So I think it's going to be a good finals. I really lament the fact that it's taking so long to kick it off. But
Nico Harrison is
maybe
got a contract extension.
All be worth it in the end. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Rachel Phillips. Thanks, of course, to Norton Hurd the Fourth for joining us on the show. 90.9 FM, ESPN. We don't have an NBA basketball game tonight, but we do have footage of Nikola Jokic, who is looks like rapid rafting. I don't know what the exact white water rafting. Just enjoying his offseason. Clearly very affected by the fact that he's not back in the finals.
I like that because he looks like he's having fun. He never looks like he's having fun playing
That's
NBA
right.
basketball.
No, it's true. It's really a
it's
9
like a
to 5.
Chore for him.
Yeah.
You know?
It's the old...
Got to get back to the workhouse.
No, I definitely don't think like he... Not that, I'm not saying he's trying to lose, but I don't...
He doesn't mess around.
No, that is how he is.
He doesn't revel in the things that come with stardom like some others
exactly.
do, obviously.
And he doesn't lose sleep if he doesn't win a championship. I mean, it's just the truth. Because he won one.
Well, now that you got one, you really shouldn't.
But B, it's like he was playing basketball, you know, for so long.
Is Luka better than him, his best player in the world? The guy's won 3 of the last 4 MVPs.
Yeah, I don't think you could say that, but it's like God, it feels like he's bearing down on him.
Feels like a lot of people have said it this week, past week.
And I don't want to get caught up in the recency, but Luka really has been doing this. I mean, since he came into the league, pretty much, he's been doing some version of this.
Offensively.
Has it, right.
I tell you, he's taking it up a level defensively for a guy who's a minus.
Yeah, I mean,
he's... Maybe still is, but
he is. But, man, Luka is a... if you have... I mean, what a privilege. I mean, I feel like that with Ja. It's just, unfortunately, he hasn't been on the court, you know, as much as Luka has. Luka, to his credit, has been pretty damn durable, you know? His frame probably helps him in that way.
And then they're crediting God, Sham God. Who's my front office head man? Is it Nico?
Mm-hmm.
All those guys for making this nest for Kyrie.
Yeah.
This comfortable nest.
Sure.
That's allowed him to get comfortable enough to decide, okay, I'm going to grow now.
Yeah.
I'm going to evolve. And you have to give them credit for that as well. Because Luka wouldn't be here if you don't have this running, but if you don't have
no doubt.
Kyrie and the you know all the special things he brings to the table.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt.
The other threat, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That's the best way to put it.
Yeah, they tried it with
Porzingis,
but it didn't work.
It sure didn't.
And, you know, they invested. They took a big swing.
It wasn't working for a minute with Kyrie.
No, it was not. It was not. And I guess, you know, they made the
some of the trade deadline.
Yeah. Yep. But sometimes it's like that. You know, it's trial and error, and it's trying to figure out what personnel works for what you want to do. And they clearly have found it, and they've identified it with Gafford and P.J. Washington and, you know, everybody else. So I think it's going to be a good finals. I lament the fact that it's taking so long to kick it off. But
Nico Harrison is the
maybe
got a contract extension.
All be worth it in the end. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Rachel Phillips. Thanks, of course, to Norton Hurd IV for joining us on the show.